of the Lord sing, let the glory of the Lord, let it rise. Yes, let the glory of the Lord, let it rise.
Rise and
let the praises of our King,
let it rise. Come on now, let it rise. Come on and let it rise. Sing, oh, 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 oh. Sing, oh, 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 oh. One more time and oh, oh, let it rise.
Amen, amen. And good morning to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How's everybody doing? God is good, isn't he? Thank him for blessing us to be here this morning. If you're visiting with us, you're honored guests, and thank you for blessing us with your presence as we praise the Lord today. Our elders will acknowledge all of the visitors at the end of our worship service. We're just glad to be here today, and we're thankful that you blessed us to be here. For those that's watching us by way of television this morning, may God bless you. If you have something that you need to ask, a question you need to ask, prayers you need to ask, feel free to call a number on your screen, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have to pray with you this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, yes. The summer is upon us. The hot weather is upon us. But God is good, and it's not as hot as it's going to get if we keep on living. Isn't that right? We're blessed today later on today, we're going to have a graduates' appreciation for all of our graduating seniors of high school and college and trade school. And here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ, we have a number of graduates from all schools, and I know we have even those graduating from elementary and kindergarten and 7th and 8th grades, and all kind of graduation, but that's still a blessing. We need to be joyful and encourage these kids. Yes, sir, encourage these kids from their kindergarten graduation to keep on keeping on. I had the pleasure of yesterday of attending the graduation of one of our own students. He's not here. He's probably going to come to the 11 o'clock service. Who gave the valedictorian address. Brother Royce Hooks, a young man. And I tell you what, he made, Lord have mercy, he did a wonderful, outstanding job. To God be the glory. Some of you may have watched it on live stream. They live streamed it. I taped the whole speech. And was so proud of Royce. His parents were there. And it was just wonderful to see him, the number one student in the entire school of about 600 graduates, the total graduates from both of the schools. And not only him, but we are blessed to have a number of young men and young women who are representing the Lord at their schools. And somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. And we shouldn't brush over that. As we serve our great God, we give God glory when we use our talents for his will, not for mediocrity, but in excelling. Because, see, nobody's impressed with mediocrity. And I know when we do our best, that's all God wants is our best, whatever our best is. But when we excel and we give God glory, it just makes the Lord's kingdom shine even more, that you can live a godly life and still be productive in society, productive in our communities, have influence, because you have more influence when you use your talents and let them shine and you give God the glory for it. I selected a sermon this morning, and I've entitled it Pearls of Wisdom from the Word. Pearls of Wisdom. And I selected, you know, of course, there's so much in this wonderful guide we have, God has left us, that will help us through life. And this is not just to encourage the graduates. It's to encourage and guide and direct all of us as we live our lives. And so I asked the brothers later on at the end of the worship service, you'll see the pictures of all of the graduates when we get to our announcement. So you can, and many of us, we're not able to go to the graduates' dinner, but this church sponsors that dinner, and we for them and their families. And this is our way of saying congratulations, and we want to honor you. And not only that, we want you to continue doing well in life. And so, but if you in your own way want to give them a couple of dollars or just pat them on the back and say congratulations, and then you can do that on your own. But we as a church, we do that dinner for them every year. We try to do that. And your money's helped us to do that. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. So in your own way, you've already given. Pearls of wisdom from the word. I had a tough time selecting some passages. One pearl. All of us need protection in order to survive. And I say to survive this life. You know, at and before birth, a child couldn't survive without a mom, without a mother. The mother is their protection. An infant baby couldn't live very long at all without the protection of the mother. God made it that way. He made us to be dependent when we come out. As children, we have parents who protect us in our homes. And homes without a father, a family without a dad. A dad provides great, I know there are homes without dads, but a dad provides greater protection in the home for the children and for the family. In the church, God has set forth elders for our protection. For our protection. If you look in the Bible at Acts chapter 20 and verse number 28, the Bible says, be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to be on guard, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. The elder's job in the church is to protect the church, is to shepherd, and that means to look out for those who can't even look out for themselves. God has designed it that way. And in life, for the Christian, in life, for anybody who would dare venture out into this dark world we live in, as our graduates will, many of them have already started their lives. Listen to the word of God that was read in you here in a few moments ago. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Who are protected by the power of God, notice, through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And it's talking about us as saints, that our protection, that we have a protection, and it is the power of God. Everybody say power. Power. Notice this now. See, in the world we live in, you know, we can live our lives and we can try to sustain ourselves and we may do good for a while. But there is a greater force out in this world. There is something out in this world that can tear us up and tear us down in a heartbeat. And to the saints, he says, who are protected by the power of God. How is that, Brother Gary? That's through faith. And though it may sound like a simple statement, it is our faith in God that protects us from the greatest harms in this world. He says, through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You know what's disheartening and so sad? Especially this past week, we've had two suicides of celebrities. Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. Kate Spade, the fashion designer that made purses, and it seemed to be in the prime of her life. and she commits suicide. I don't know how much mental illness could be attributed to her death, but it's sad. You see somebody that seems to have everything that they need, or have everything that they should want. You know, Anthony Bourdain. Remember when Robin Givens, it seemed like the height of his career, he commits suicide. And not only them, the list goes on and on and on. And somebody, we have to ask ourselves the question, what happened? What went wrong? No, and not just them. Even sometimes we as Christians, we get down so hard on ourselves. Life can beat us down, and if we don't have the faith in God, we do the same thing. And I was just, Lord have mercy. How you going to make it in life? And I tell you what, life can throw us some knuckleballs, some curveballs, some fastballs, some changeups, and you will not be able to hit any one of them. And they break us down. But for the saints, for the Christians, Peter, as he writes to the church and to the Christians, he says, we're protected by the power of God. How, Peter? Through faith, Gary. What do you mean? Through my belief. That God, listen, I coined this. I wrote this. And I was trying to depict this from the Word of God. What are you saying to us? The Word is saying the unwavering belief that no matter the situation or circumstance, God will sustain. Christian saints, we got to believe that. And see, you know, we don't know what's ahead. We don't know what lies ahead. We don't know what's around the corner. But our faith, it reminds me of Genesis chapter 39 and chapter 40 when Joseph was sitting in a prison for something that he did not do. Has anybody in here ever been wronged? And you didn't do the wrong? That's hard to fathom. It's hard to take. But what are you going to do? Shoot somebody? Kill somebody? Embarrass yourself? Go to jail? Are you going to kill your own self? Joseph was sitting in that prison, but Joseph trusted in God that God would deliver him, and he continued to do God's will, that God will sustain us. Church, do we know that God can sustain us when we're going through our trials? That if we just be still and trust in God, that God can get us through anything. He can sustain us. God can rescue us out of danger. And I know this is life, and I'm not trying to camouflage. I'm not trying to downplay. I'm not trying to make light on anybody's situation. But if we do God's will, God can get us out of any situation. I don't know what Kate Spade was. I don't know if she saw the divorce. My husband is divorcing me. I can't make. Listen, there are more fish in the sea. And sometimes you don't even need a fish. You just need yourself and God. Amen, somebody. Oh, that mercy. I'm determined. I love Sister KB with all of my heart. I love her. She's my wife. I love her. But if she don't want me, I still got God. Amen, somebody. That goes for all of us, young and old. You see a teenager take their life because a girl rejects him. Young man is not worth it. Keep on living. Cry if you must. Walk if you must. Work if you must. Don't take your own life. No, tomorrow the sun will rise and another girl will catch your eye if you just keep on looking. Amen, somebody. Oh, yes, God can rescue us. Notice this, and reward us. No, God can make a wrong. God can make you forget about something that you've been through. And many of us can already testify to that. And that's exactly what God did with Joseph. He left him in, he was in jail for something that he did not do, but he stayed with God, and God not only sustained him, God not only rescued him, God rewarded him. And he'll do the same for us. Notice, this is our protection from unexpected trials, and they're going to happen. So some of us in there right now, oh, we just so, we doing so good, and that's so wonderful. Lord have mercy. When you have some good times, you better say praise the Lord. You're feeling good. Your health is good. No pain. Can you listen? Would you be honest with me, somebody in here? If right now, you have no pain in your body, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Lord, have mercy. Boy, you better say thank you, Jesus. Amen, somebody. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Notice this. That is wonderful because you know what? It's not going to stay that way forever. Amen. Amen. See, unexpected trials happen just at a whim. Yeah, yeah. How many of you have never, now I'm not wishing bad. I'm not trying to wish gloom and gloom on nobody. But if you, how many, is there anybody in here has never ever had a traffic ticket before? Anybody? Lord, have mercy. My, praise the Lord. Sister Pisa, you haven't ever had a track. You just don't drive, do you? Okay, okay, all right, I got you. Ooh, have mercy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, 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 you know what? You know why they call accidents accidents, don't you? Yeah, see, listen, they, because you're not trying to have an accident. But listen, accidents happen. No, you might as well put in your mind that sooner or later I'm going to have some kind of accident. But God can, unexpected trials, they all, he said, and notice this, and then there are intentional outside attacks. Sometimes there are some folk, everybody, Jesus is not walking around. Everybody's not nice. Everybody's not kind and sweet. And there are some folk who won't like you just because they know your family and they don't want you. I used to be so naive and think, you know what, if I speak to everybody and I smile and I try to, well, you know what, people, they gonna like me. Some folk will target you. And then there are internal demons. Sometimes we can be almost our own worst enemy. Things that we oversee things, we put too much, we there are things, there are struggles. Lord, I don't know why they committed suicide. But I tell you what, life can get you to the point. You would think about it. But for the child of God, our protection is our faith that whatever we're going through, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, I don't care how bad it gets, that God is going to take care of me. So I'm not going to do that. Listen, you don't understand. I made so many mistakes. Get in line. Anybody here ever made some mistakes? You know, for the saint in 1 John chapter 1, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. Notice it's not only forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So even when you make a mistake, and all of us have, some worse than others, God still can get you through whatever you're going through. Yes, no. He don't want you to be faithless and say, I can't deliver you. Yeah, Lord have mercy. I don't know. So we all, remember, we all need protection. Notice, of somebody, but if you put all your faith in somebody, it's going to let you down. God said, Peter told them, he says, we have protection through our faith in God. Notice, for the salvation of our souls. That's what you want more than anything else. Protection from all. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, in 1 Peter 1:8, he says, and though you've not seen him, Brother Gary, I know it. Though you've not seen him, you love him. Anybody love God this morning? And though you do not see him now,
but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. That's why I'm not going to kill myself. Because I want my soul to be rejoicing with God forever. So I don't care if Sister KB leave me, I'm going to cry. And it's going to make me sad. And I'm going to ask myself a question, what could I have done? What's wrong with me? She don't like me. Am I looking at what's wrong with me? But you know what? I'm going to get over it. And I'm going to shake my boots. And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to church. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to serve the Lord. And depend on the Lord to deliver me. And when at night, when I have some tears, and when I'm crying about Sister KB, I'm gonna say, Lord, deliver me from this pain. And I'm gonna go to sleep, and I'm gonna get up in the morning, and I'm gonna eat breakfast. Amen, somebody. Lord have mercy. So many pearls in the Word of God. Another pearl. Trials are unavoidable. I want the message to be encouraged, but I want to be real life, true. You need something to hold on to. You need something to sustain you. Because see, you know, if I was talking to my own kids, I wouldn't sugarcoat it. You know, maybe, you know, you sugarcoat it with your kid. Baby, you just smile and be nice and people going to treat you right. Don't worry about it. You're going to make it. That's not enough. No, I need to tell them, baby, there's some devils out there. There's some mountains out there. There's some vultures out there. Your trials are unavoidable. I mean, you're talking physical trials. Yeah. Physical trials, there are relational trials. Lord have mercy. We need a whole series on relationships. Then there's spiritual trials. Go back to our text, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice. And Peter, he's given advice and counsel to Christians that they've been baptized, but and he tells them to rejoice, but he tempers it. He says, you greatly, even though now for a little while, he downplays the distress. He's for a little while, if necessary, you've been distressed by various trials. He says for a little while, because when you compare eternity even to 10 years, it's not just a little while. And you know what we do? We might, well, I've been out of work for a whole year. Yeah, that's a long time, kind of, in this life. But when you compare it to eternity, a year is nothing. And yes, you have trials. He says, this you greatly rejoice that you've been distressed by, so that, verse 7, so that the proof, the testing of your faith being more precious than gold, that faith is the golden, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Christ, Jesus Christ. What are you saying? See, listen. In this world, we're going to have tribulation. John put it this way in John 16, 13. These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace, Jesus said to his disciples. In the world, you have tribulation. But take courage, I've overcome the world. That's what Jesus said. He says, in the world, you have tribulation. I wish that, I'm telling you, I wish there were no tribulation. Mm-mm. Why do we have to have tribulation? Because we have sin in the world. That's why. Who's sin? We did. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And where there's sin, there is transgression against God's will. And where there's sin, there's punishment for sin. Amen. God can't just let folk do what they want to do. You know, people go around. You know, I looked this morning, a security guard was on doing his job. Somebody just shot him. Somebody transgressed against God's will. Notice this. They killed that man. Well, is that man, will that person go unpunished? Well, Brother Gary, nobody knows who did it. They don't know it yet. Guess who already knows it? Notice, God already knows. He has already put into place punishment from God by what he did. Well, what's going to happen to him? We don't know. Let me put it this way. Everybody in here has sinned, haven't we? We've all done something wrong, right? There are consequences. What's the consequences? We don't know. We don't know all of them. Guess who knows? God knows. That's why trials are in this world. I may be suffering from something my daddy did 20 years ago. But the solos for the saint. Understand, Gary, stop trying. You don't be God. Let me be God. In this world, there are trials. Why do trials come? Sin is in this world. God controls. He knows all. He knows all the circumstances. You just know that there are trials in this world, and you live your life in the will of God, and God's going to protect you. He's going to guide you through your trials. And see, stop. You know, we ask, I don't know, why bad things happen to good people and all this stuff going on in the world. Quit being God. I penned it. This is my penning, trying to understand the scripture. The most difficult trial you go through faithfully or will go through or going through right now may not be fully rewarded until Jesus comes back. Wait a minute. Say that again. Listen. See, understand this. See, when we're going through our trials, stop fretting. Stop saying, why me? Poor me. Why am I going through this? Why is it everybody's going to go through something in life? And listen to the passage. Listen to the passage again. It says this. So the proof of your faith while you're going through your trials, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation or the revealing of Christ. You know, there's some things we go through in life, and you're trying to be strong, and you're trying to hang on, and you're trying to do what's right, and it don't seem like you're getting anywhere. Guess what? God knows when we're living faithfully. And sometimes we just don't get the answers we want right now. Sometimes we just don't get the feeling that we want right now. Sometimes we don't even get the stuff that we want. You know what Proverbs writer said in Proverbs 19:1? Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in speech and is a fool. What you saying, Brother Garrett? See, sometimes everybody not going to be rich. You know, everybody not going to have four cars in the garage. And if you are banking that your success is going to be how many cars you have in the garage, what kind of house you live in, you already setting yourself up for. And understand this, that the key is for us to be right with God. And not get bogged down and not go into the depression that we cannot even get ourselves out of because we are focused too much on ourselves. There are trials we go through. There are spiritual trials. Jesus said when he was there, he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Those are the kind of trials that we go through in life, but we always should be depending on our great God. Lord, help us to go through our trials faithfully. Help us to do right when nobody else is doing right. Help us to depend on you when it seems like nobody else is on my side. Yeah. Lord have mercy. Pearls in the word of God. Peter, as he continues in this text, 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse number 13,
pearl I get out of this. He says, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Preparation, the word proeto, the word for prepare, proeto, is to do before. And this is, if someone is a student, especially a graduating student, that means they've done some preparatory work to get to where they are right now. And the pearl I see in this is continual education, not just for the graduates. That's continual education and continue not only education. He says, prepare your minds for action and continual activity for us. Prepare our minds for action. He says, keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you again at the revelation. Notice how he goes back to the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though for those of us that are saints, see, can I say this nicely? As nice as I can. It's too many of us are too lazy. Was that nice enough? See, he says, prepare. Notice what he said. Prepare your what? Your minds. For those of us that are Christians, I don't care. What Gary, you talking about them? You talking about the young folk? No. Yeah, you know, we're not just talking about the young people. We talking about all of us, right? Well, question. When you get to be 60, do you know everything? I was glad you said it. I didn't say that. What about 75? But you old, right? Old, excuse me, not you. I'm sorry. You're seasoned, right? What, should a 75-year-old person read their Bibles? Paul says, prepare your mind. This because, see, notice, when you're 75, do you watch TV? A whole lot of it. You know what that television is doing to us? It's feeding our brains. It's feeding our emotions. It's feeding our thoughts. It's telling us what to buy. It's telling us what to do. Yes, we're proud that somebody would dedicate their life and get a degree. But for us as Christians, we should all stay in school. We should not be arguing about going to, why do I need to go to Bible class? Because you don't know, you don't know that much. Why do I need to go to Bible class? We all need to be in Bible class. Amen, somebody. Notice this. If you want to prepare your minds, we starting vacation Bible school today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Ed's been thrusting. Don't miss it. Why don't miss it? Because you're going to miss something valuable. Amen, somebody. And see, I'm so motivated. That's why I love this congregation. I love it because we have people who are hungry. Hungry for the word of God. Just because you got a degree does not mean you stop learning. But more than that, don't just stop. Don't be smart just to be smart. He says, prepare our minds for action. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers. And not hearers only. Action. Boy, there ain't much too much worse than a person who got all his knowledge and won't do nothing with it. Amen, somebody. Yes, that is so ineffective to see someone smart. Some people talk again. We were out. The brothers went out yesterday passing out flyers for VBS. This wasn't on this occasion. One occasion I was out. We were out and we were passing out flyers. I can't remember where we were. But this guy I ran across, this was the smartest man. And we are passing out flyers and started talking, and he knew where we were, and he started talking. And boy, he started rattling off about politics, and started rattling off about sports, and he started rattling off about religion. And he was homeless. And I'm not downing him because he was homeless, but I'm in my mind, I'm like, how you have all of this knowledge and you're homeless. And to bring application to us here in the church, you know, people come to me and say, Brother Gary, we need to do this. And Brother Gary, this will be a great work. And Brother Gary, why don't we? And I'm excited, you know, that's good. But write down, if you're serious about it, put your actions where your mouth is. Amen. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to be doing that. And I'm looking, you know, I don't think I ever saw you at. Have you ever been to the, that's just me. He said, prepare your mind for act. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the stop looking for all your rewards from everybody else. Continual education, continual action. Then I have about 60 more pearls, but I can only give one more pearl. Many, many, many more. This pearl. Stay out of the traps. Stay out of the traps. I'm still in 1 Peter chapter 1. This is what he says in verse 14. Verse 14 says, as obedient children, don't be mad because the Bible calls us children. It's really an honor to be called a child of God. Amen. Then he says, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, he says. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves. Also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am God. God is concerned about how we live. Our actions. And he says, don't be conformed to your formula. He said to those who are Christians now, don't be conformed to the way you used to live before you became a Christian. That's what he was saying. And this has been on my heart for really a good while, is, and I don't know, I may do a disservice by even mentioning it right now, but what is so dangerous, what is so prevalent in society and in even the lost church is perversion. What'd you say, Brother Gary? I said perversion. Perverted. Extreme. You see, that's so much now you can get involved in sitting right in your house. Isn't that right? I mean, you can get in so much trouble right in your house because right in your house, your mind can be taken all over the place. And even if you don't do something, you're thinking about doing something. And this is what Peter said. He says, don't get caught up. And he mentions the word lust. We all have desires. God put them in us. But when you desire something and it consumes your mind and it causes you to sin and keep on sinning, it enslaves us. It enslaves us and it causes us to be unproductive Christians. And it causes us to lose our concentration. It causes us to use energy on stuff that's not God didn't mean for us to use it for. And you're talking about smart people who have sense, people who have brains, people who know technology and have all of this talent that we could be using for God. And it is a trap of Satan. It is a scheme of Satan to destroy all of us. That's why Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand
against the wiles of them. Why are you saying this? Especially, listen, especially to a young person. Because you just don't know. You allow Satan to grab a hold of you, and he will not let you go. A pearl of wisdom from the Word of God. And see, and Paul gives us counsel on how to deal with it. That's why he said, prepare your minds. Notice this, not just for the knowledge, for your minds for action. That's why you need to be involved. That's why you need to be involved in ministry. That's why you need to be involved in activity. That's why we need to stay in Bible class. That's why you don't need to miss worship service. That's why when you go to college, you better find somebody that has the Spirit of God in them. So much wisdom in God's word for us to live while we're on this earth. So much wisdom. If you seek it, you will find it. Notice this. In life, you're going to need some protection. Your protection is ultimately your faith in God, because your faith is going to drive you to study God's word and get grounded in the Lord. Don't get discouraged when the trials come. Now, I didn't say if they come. Don't get discouraged. They coming. What kind of trials? Physical trials. Relationship trials. Somebody going to break your heart. Get ready for it if it had already happened. Spiritual struggles. Notice this. But in God, and let me give us some hope before we leave, before we stop. No. Because I know some of us, sometimes we have a guilt trip. See, this is why we need to stay in Christ. We're going to have spiritual struggles. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. In this life. But make sure your struggles are in the Lord. God knows. See, if your struggles in the Lord, if your struggles is in the Lord and with the Lord, and you're going to the Lord, Lord, I need your deliverance. I need to confess my faults. See, struggles are in the Lord, not outside. You can't save yourself. See, and when your struggles are in the Lord, that's why it says at the. See, some of us, we're gonna be struggling all our life. And our victory will come at the revelation of Jesus Christ, when he knows what you've been doing, how you've been doing it, and only God knows it and can reveal it. So don't you give up. I've been struggling with this. I'm having a hard time, and I'm just saying, listen, God can deliver you and sustain you. God can rescue you. Notice this, and God can reward you. Only God can. I want my name in the bulletin. Don't worry about the bulletin. Don't worry about people praising you. What you need to be worrying about is God in the end. Yes. Stay with God all of your life. You're here today and you're not a child of God. You need to be one. You come by faith believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you believe with all of your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, if you're willing to repent of all your sins, to confess Christ, to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, that puts you into Jesus Christ, where our protection is. Revelations 2:10, you be faithful unto death, God will give us a crown, and that's what we want, our crown from God. A diploma is good, pat on the back, walking across the stage, make your parents happy and smile. But it ain't over then. Amen. So I can tell you that I walked a couple of times, and guess what? Trials still come. Folks stop patting you on your back. You got to live. Amen. God is good. Somebody come to Jesus this morning as we stand.
If you just ask the Savior to help you, he will comfort, strengthen, and keep you. I know he is willing to aid you. And my Jesus will carry you through. Oh, so why don't you ask the Savior to help you? He will comfort, strengthen, and keep you. I know Jesus is willing to aid you. And my Jesus will carry you through. And no, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Will and needs victory will help you some other to win. and you got to fight manfully onward. Dark passion subdue, and you just look ever to Jesus.